Antonino da Rocha Marmo was born in Sao Paulo, Brazil on October the 19th, 1918, the youngest out of five children. The era in which Antonino was born was bloodied by the clashes of the First World War, while an epidemic of the Spanish flu was raging in Brazil. On June the 13th, 1920, the feast of Saint Anthony of Padua, the child received his baptism. From as early as 6 months, the child had begun to show signs of a close union with Jesus. Whenever Antonino would pass by a church, the child would wave his little arms as if asking to enter, and when he was inside the church, the child's expression would immediately change as he approached the altar, where the consecrated hosts were kept. As Antonino was devoted to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, he could not help but also have a deep love for Our Lady. She was the object of the tenderness of his heart. He would respectfully pronounce her holy name. He would kiss her image with sincere affection. He always carried with him various pictures of the Virgin. His special devotion to the Holy Rosary only served to confirm this tenderness. The young man would even teach children to pray the Rosary. Antonino ardently desired to be a priest because, as he said, this was the only way in which he could fulfill his duty on earth. Antonino also had a great affection for the Pope, which always translated into spontaneous joy whenever he heard his name mentioned. When referring to the Pope of the time, Pius IX, who was reigning gloriously, Antonino da Rocha Marmo was as if transfigured. The young man even prophesied of Pope Pius IX being set free from his long and unjust imprisonment. Pope Pius IX was indeed a prisoner in the Vatican for a period, but not in the traditional sense of being imprisoned by force. After the Italian troops occupied Rome in 1870, the Pope refused to recognize the new Italian government's authority over the formal papal states. As a result of this protest, Pius IX and his successors chose to remain within the Vatican, declaring themselves prisoners in the Vatican. This was not a forced confinement, but rather a deliberate act of protest and a way to maintain papal authority. When Antonino heard about this, he told his mother, "You will see that soon the Pope will no longer be a prisoner. Don't worry, because the Pope will be released." And so it happened. The Roman question was resolved in 1929, with the signing of the Lateran Treaty, which formally recognized the Vatican City as an independent state. The Lateran Treaty marked the end of the period when the popes considered themselves prisoners in the Vatican. Antonino's ability to predict future events was such that his fame soon spread throughout the country. Dozens of people sought the boy's advice, and he would always provide them with a word of comfort too. Antonino went to São José dos Campos to be treated for tuberculosis, as the city was a center for treating the sick at the time. Concerned about the situation of poor children suffering from tuberculosis, he conceived the idea of building a sanatorium to care for them, but the boy did not survive the disease and died on December the 21st, 1930, at the age of 12. Before dying, the boy told his family that he wanted a children's sanatorium to be built. His project was implemented by his mother and a group of benefactors, and they entrusted its administration to Mother Maria Teresa of Jesus the Eucharist, founder of the Congregation of the Little Missionaries of Mary Immaculate, who had already been caring for the sick of São José dos Campos for some time. Servant of God, Antonino da Rocha Marmo, pray for us.